What were you doing during the summer when you were a teen? Playing video games? Having picnics? 17 girls spent their summer learning about computer science at Educate Tomorrow's College Readiness Camp. I'm Isabella Cueto, a WLRN summer intern, and I stopped by the camp's final showcase to see what they had done. Ashley Adrika spent a month this summer learning about data visualization.
A lot of the things that they put in front of me were challenging, and I'm also the youngest person in the room.
Beforehand, she didn't have any interest in it. She's 12. She was nervous, but now it's the last day, and her feelings have changed.
This camp actually taught me a lot about myself, as well as like things that I can use for my future, so I think I'm set.
The camp was at the University of Miami's Center for Computational Science. The center created the camp with Educate Tomorrow. That's a nonprofit that provides tutoring and mentorship to foster kids and underprivileged youth. Athena Hadjik-Xenofontos is the director of engagement for the center at UM. She came up with the idea for the camp, and she says data isn't going anywhere.
It is a field that has infused itself with every single discipline, and this is true across the board.
But she's also noticed something else. The algorithms used to control Facebook news feeds and GPS and computer programming are also being used for things like facial analysis. And when algorithms aren't coded by certain populations, it's much more serious. It becomes an issue of visibility.
If it's trained without faces of Black people or Hispanic people or Asian people in that data set, then the algorithm won't learn those faces and it might miss them or mislabel them.
So she set out to train the next generation of Black and brown and non-white computer scientists. Throughout the 4 weeks at camp, the girls spent time learning how to code, how to visualize data, and how to think critically. Devin Floyd is the director of mentoring for Educate Tomorrow. He says the guidance and support the program provides is vital for kids.
It's just so crucial to have that one person that's not going to go anywhere. You know, they change case managers, foster homes, foster parents, and it's really great that we can get them a mentor because, you know, normal, quote-unquote, individuals have parents that are always there.
The organizers are planning to create a free curriculum for teaching data science that can be used anywhere. They're also hoping to host the camp again next summer. For Ashley, it's back to middle school life. But now, she has computational skills up her sleeve.
I learned that I could do anything that I want. I just have to be focused.
I'm Isabella Cueto in Miami.